Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is great to have you along this morning. Look, we got the conviction of President Trump. I guess most of us expected it would happen. I was holding out hope that I would have faith in New York. It didn't happen, so we move on. Here's what I'm going to tell you. On a day like today, if your stomach is churning, if you feel awful about this, if you feel down, if you feel out, think about how you will feel if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are announced as the winners come November and we get four more years of them in the White House. Think how you'll feel then. I want you to take that feeling and now transfer this into passion, energy, to take this, move forward, help President Trump win, donate money. By the way, $39 million in small money donations. He won. Amazing, amazing stuff. So President Trump's going to be just fine. I know that. Here's what I'm worried about, though, is that we have the political persecution of political foes in America like I've never seen before. It's not just President Trump, anybody associated with him. You look at the case in Georgia, there's 14 defendants there. They've now charged people in Maricopa County, a whole slew of defendants there. Anybody associated with President Trump, they are going after. This reminds me of countries run by dictators, whether you want to say Venezuela, Iran, North Korea, you could throw Russia into this mix, and certainly China as well. I want to play this out and let this serve as a warning sign to all of you that our freedoms are really under attack right now. And to do that, no better organization to bring in than the new federal state of China that is aimed at taking down one of the most brutal regimes there is, which is the Chinese Communist Party in China, to talk about how this looks an awful lot like what goes on in that country. So with that, folks, Stinchfield 1776 is where you can find me on most social media outlets, grantstinchfield.com. Let's, folks, get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks. Well, Ayla Wang is our guest today from the new federal state of China, as I mentioned, trying to take down the CCP. Ayla, welcome to the program.
Grant, thank you for having me today.
All right, Ayla, you've got to look at what happened to President Trump, this conviction. And boy, it's got to look eerily similar to what can happen to China if you cross your political foes.
Grant, you know, let me just brief you a little bit on what, you know, political prosecution and how Chinese Communist Party utilize, you know, legal resources and you know, unrestricted welfare to oppose against its political, you know, opponents. And Miles, you know, as everybody knows, he was listed as the number one enemy of the Chinese Communist Party, right? And since Miles, you know, joined the cause or started the cause of the whistleblowers movement, the Chinese Communist Party has utilized the different cases in different cities in China to rip off, you know, the wealth that he and his family established over the past
decade. Ayla, let me just do this. Let me set this up because a lot of people watching may not know who Miles Guo is. So this is the Chinese dissident billionaire who is enemy number one of the Chinese Communist Party. He helped found the new federal state of China along with Steve Bannon, aimed at taking down the CCP. He's now in the middle of a trial in New York, which looks eerily similar to what they're doing to President Trump, going after Miles for basically speaking out on this, and they'll try to go after him. So that's who Miles is. So I want everyone at home, as you talk about Miles, to know exactly who this man is and his quest to take down the CCP and what they do to take him down now. So with that, I apologize for cutting you off, but please continue.
Yeah, thank you, Grant. You know, I would like to use, you know, just some of the examples that Miles experienced when he was in China and how the Chinese government actually used the, you know, legal weapons, you know, to conduct against him. Everybody knows that, you know, Miles and his family owned the Panggu 7-star hotel in Beijing. And, you know, at the time he developed the Panggu hotel, he actually purchased the land from private owners, from, you know, people who actually privately own those land, because Miles believed that China, Beijing, was actually able to hold the 2008 Olympics. And so at that time, you know, with very broad vision, Miles purchased the land from private owners very early and started to develop Panggu Plaza. And it was at the, you know, it was almost at the same time that Beijing mayor Liu Zhihua actually got interested into that land. And the mayor found out, you know, huge potential interest out of the establishment of the hotel, and the Beijing mayor wanted to purchase or even take, you know, just rip off the land from Miles to appease one of its mistress. And so that was the first illegal warfare that the Miles had faced when he was in China, that he actually exposed the corruptions around the Beijing mayors and then, you know, send the Beijing mayor to the jail, and was at the time that the Chinese Communist Party had targeted him. So you can, you know, tell very simply that in China, you know, when a political official from the government has interest in your private wealth, in your private assets, the first thing that they can do is to charge you, from the government stance, to say that you have corruption, to suspend your license of development, and to use every legal resources that they can to stop your effort in building and expanding your own empire in China. Well, and later,
look at and compare that to President Trump, right? You've got the other trial, the civil trial with Judge Engeron, where they come in with a nearly $400 million penalty, and they're forcing him to look at Mar-a-Lago, to go seize property there. They're telling him he can't do business in New York, the possibility of taking property there. Again, very similar. You wouldn't think this would happen in the United States, but very similar to the stories you're telling about Miles in Beijing and beyond in China.
Right, Grant. And, you know, when you talk about seizure warrant, right, you look at what happened, with the Panggu Plaza afterwards. You know, ever since Miles fled from communist China to United States, the communist government actually sent out different teams, with hundreds of teams, with military people as well, with weapons, guns, to arrest hundreds of employees, you know, who actually worked in the hotel. Multiple family members were also arrested and taken away by the Chinese Communist Party. Many people, when they came from, you know, and when they came back, to their home, their hairs completely turned white. Some of them were beaten by the Chinese Communist police into handicapped, right? And Miles, his wife and his daughter were taken away and were arrested twice when they were in China because of Miles' efforts of taking down the CCP in the United States. And so even today, you know, you look at the Panggu Plaza, the construction has been changed because the Chinese Communist Party doesn't like the feng shui. And they believe that the Panggu Plaza was a dragon and will change the destiny of China. And so the CCP government actually changed the construction from a dragon head to a bird head. And this is how the Chinese Communist Party do, right? They took over the ownership and they send it in all of those military people, arrest all of your employees. Many of the former employees with Miles still disappeared from the public. Wow. Their partners in Hong Kong were actually forced to record videos of committing their crime, and they now disappeared from the public.
So for everybody out there, I want you to consider this. We're not at that point yet in America, but we're awful darn close as you look at what's happening. And so when I tell people to use the Trump trial as a rallying cry to fight for America and the freedoms that are at stake, this is the exact reason why. We do not want to get to that point. When our freedoms are under attack, the ability to own property, the ability, the right to due process, everything you just spelled out to me, nobody had due process. Nobody was had a right to confront their accuser. It sounds to me like people were beaten, taken away, and you were lucky if you survived, Ayla.
Right, Grant. And, you know, by telling the stories of Miles, we would just like to remind the audience, right, how precious it is to defend the justice in our systems, how precious it is to defend for liberty and freedom in this country. You look at Miles, you look at the charges that the Chinese Communist Party, indict against him, right? Some of the charges were ridiculous. The charges related to financial was called forced transaction, meaning that, you know, he himself forced himself to pay huge amounts of money to the government. And that was never a term appeared in the CCP law ever. It was a term made up for Miles to charge him and to rip off his wiles, and to stop his business and to arrest his employees.
Ayla, let me ask you on a personal opinion. You're now here in the United States. You got the Statue of Liberty behind you. You see Miles facing this trial today. You see President Trump now convicted felon, which is absolutely ridiculous. You're fighting against the CCP, yet you're in the United States. What is your warning to America? What do you see right now as you look at what's happening in America?
Grant, you know, all I want to say is it is not easy to always have Statue of Liberty, right? And since you mentioned that, and since we are, you know, sitting in the exact studio where we can look over the Statue of Liberty, there were two statues that Miles specifically designed when he started the whistleblowers movement. And the, you know, the two different versions of Statue of Liberty, one was completely in red, wearing, you know, even Chinese Communist Party's China's flag and holding the, you know, holding the independence, you know, the July 4th independence. And the other one was, you know, carrying the Book of Mao and now, you know, and now appearing to be the normal Statue of Liberty. And I think that stated a lot to our American audience. The Communist Party, the Chinese Communist government, and, you know, its similar tactics have been infiltrated into America so deeply. And today, if you look at all of, you know, CCP's infiltration through legal warfares, they would be able to hire former government officials to repatriate Miles years ago in the United States. And we need to defend for the liberty here. We need to defend for the justice. America has been, you know, the leading light for Chinese people. All of the Chinese people believe that there is justice in America, and we believe that the United States will defend for the liberty as well. But the only problem we saw today is that when CCP came to America, the United States allowed the Chinese Communist Party to infiltrate the system. The China, you know, America allowed the Chinese Communist Party to dominate your financial market. We allowed the Wall Street to come here and to collaborate with the CCP. We allowed Hollywood to publish the movies that CCP wanted in our country. And so today, as Chinese and as, you know, as a young, you know, individual who lived in the United States, we want everybody to understand that it is very precious to see Statue of Liberty. And it is very precious and important for every one of us to defend the justice that we believe, to defend the justice that our ancestors established in this country. Because, you know, China and all of the Chinese people, they're fighting for that every single minute. And they're sacrificing their life, their freedom. You look at Miles, what happened to Miles could happen to every single one of us in the United States and also in China.
Let me play a clip from you. My buddy Ben Berkwam was out in front of the Trump trial, and he met a woman named Stephanie. It looks like this clip's from the Daily Wire, but I played her on the Real America's Voice show. She's a Chinese immigrant, and she was talking about what she sees and why she's outside of the Trump trial. I'm going to play a clip from you for you, and then let's talk about it. Here you go.
Could you tell me a little bit about why you're out here today?
I'm here almost every day since the court started. Why? Because we don't like political persecution. To us, what is going on now reminds us back in the communist country where we came from. We came from communist country China. They persecute people. You know, they fabricate things, persecute people. And like, you know, this is sham trial. Remind us that. That's why we came here to show support to Trump.
And are you expecting a verdict today or this week? When do you think we're going to see the results?
He stand up and tell the truth. Maybe it's a hung jury.
Means for our country. What do you think that means for the future of this country?
If he's found guilty, we know that he's under pressure. You know, too much pressure from the Biden administration and too much pressure from the local justice system. It's weaponized already. So if they you know, Trump is they said Trump is guilty, which is he is not, he will sue. He will appeal. He will appeal. So he still have chance.
So he does still have a chance. Obviously, that interview was done before the verdict came down. But she reiterates many of the same facts that you do. I've got to believe that it's got to be very hard to come from a country like China or Venezuela or immigrant here from Iran and see the shining light of America and then watch the last 3.5 years under Joe Biden with much of this just disappear before our eyes, Ayla.
Right, Grant, you know, I would like to state that, in fact, that CCP's infiltration has reached far beyond just the Biden administration, right? You look at, you know, how early that the Chinese Communist Party would be able to donate to our schools, to to send their kids into Ivy Leagues without actually a fair admission process. You understand, you know, how many luxury mansions here in the city of Manhattan was actually owned by the Chinese Communist Party's officials, even back in the 1980s and 80s. You understand that CCP's hands has been reaching to the land of America very, very long time ago. And the problem here today is that, you know, for people who understand the nature of the Chinese Communist Party, like what the lady in the video said there, right? They fabricate things and they prosecute you because you are political enemies, because they do not agree with you politically. And so they silence people with restraining orders, with censorship, all of the banning and cancel cultures. They censorship you, they silence you, they make you poor, and they make you lose your liberty. They make all of your supporters believe that, you know, following Miles seemingly to be, you know, a very difficult choice. And this is what the Chinese Communist Party did to Chinese people. They want to frustrate you. But what we need to do is that we will never be frustrated by whatever the dictatorship or the dictators out there did to us, because they are the ones that needs to be taken down, right? And we need to stand up, like the lady said in the video. We need to fight, we need to appeal, we need to fight till the days that we are not able to, and that's the day we're gonna take down the Chinese Communist Party.
And that is the rallying cry here, and I wanna tell everybody at home, President Trump being found guilty on 34 counts of this doesn't mean anything to his supporters. If it only would motivate them more to get to the polls, if they were even not on the fence about voting, but we have some lackadaisical voters here. I even have friends. Oh, I'm a Trump guy. I love Trump. And I'm not even sure they vote because they're just lazy. Not because they're undecided, but because they're lazy. I think this will have some motivation factor to people like that. To people that hate Trump, this isn't going to do anything more to them. They already hate him. But there is a huge swath of people here. I won't even call them independents, because if you're at a point now, Ayla, where you don't know who you're voting for, there's such a stark contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. How you wouldn't know who you're voting for, I have no idea. But there is a group of people. Maybe you fall into lazy. Maybe you fall into the idea that, oh, I'm just not engaged in politics. They see America starting to falter. They see the justice system starting to fail us, persecute political foes. I think this will have a large effect on those people as well. And so I take away a little good news from this. As I mentioned at the top of the show, President Trump raises $39 million after this. This tells me that there are large swaths of people in America who are outraged by it and will do anything they can to get him to win. I think the Democrats overplay their hands here. See, what everybody underestimates, Ayla, is that we're Americans. This is the greatest nation on the earth. We are exceptional for a reason. The communists that want to come in, the dictators that want to come in, the socialists that want to come in, they underestimated our resolve. It's not like coming into Venezuela or another country. We don't roll over that easy. And I really do believe that, even though things may seem like they're in dire straits and things are rough right now, we don't roll over easy, Ayla.
Right, Grant. And it is the exact resilience that the Chinese Communist Party fears as well, right? You look at all of the, you know, all of the supporters of the whistleblowers movement and the new federal state of China. We're never frustrated by the pressure, by the prosecution of Miles in the past year. In fact, that we expanded our team. You know, we have more people to be appearing on the program. We have more people in our organizations. We will never be frustrated by any of the attacks from the dictatorships, from our opponents. And so, you know, Grant, I would just like to state, right, you know, for new federal state of China, our sole mission is to take down the Chinese Communist Party. And one of the principle is we will not actually discuss about any of the preference into America politics. But we did want to speak for a fact that, you know, in previous broadcasts of Miles, he did mention about, you know, some of the CCP's potential attacks to critiques, especially, you know, very public and famous and influential critiques of the Chinese Communist Party. And one of them was to actually to make you have criminal charges, and which was the same thing happened to Peter Navarro, mm-hmm. happened to Mr. Steve Bannon, and also happened to President Trump. Yeah. Right. And these are all similar tactics that the CCP used to its opponents as well. Look how many journalists were disappeared, how many doctors were sent into jail during the COVID times, and how many businessmen today that were not able to actually speak for themselves freely. And you look at Miles, you understand completely, you know, CCP's hands are everywhere. And the tactics that the CCP adopted seem to take place now in the United States as well.
Look, I don't speak for the new federal state of China by any means, but I would imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, I would imagine the number one way you can take down the Chinese Communist Party is for America to decouple from them economically. The only way America gets to decouple from China economically is if we are prosperous here at home. America's got to survive this satanic assault that is unfolding on all of us and our freedoms, this tyrannical behavior from, in my opinion, a party that's in control right now. If America doesn't survive, I hate to break the news to the new federal state of China, there's no way you beat the Chinese Communist Party.
Right. You know, right, Grant, I think it is important to decouple, you know, from the Chinese Communist Party, you know, stop supporting any of the technological support that America has been supporting the CCP. You know, if we sanction all of the semiconductors, if we stop supporting the CCP technologically, stop supporting them financially, cut off all of the currency exchanges, the CCP will fall off within one night, just within minutes, because they will not be able to actually, you know, to actually hold the lies to the Chinese people, right? On the other hand, it is very easy to investigate through the secret assets that the CCP's officials hide overseas. Just look at, you know, how many mansions and luxury apartments that the Vice Premier Wang Qishan owned in Manhattan City, right? Why don't we seize those apartments, and what are we doing with our, yeah. with the government here, to support and to still continue not to issue seizure warrant for these illegal assets? These are important steps, you know, in order to take down the Chinese Communist Party.
I guess it's an important question. I don't want to put you on the spot, but American dominance is critical to taking down the CCP, is it not?
Well, I think there are also internal, you know, efforts within the Chinese Communist Party itself. So I would say, you know, it's a joint effort internally and externally.
Yeah. Let me play. I saw this on social media, but I thought it was interesting because whether it's China or whether it's Stalin, this is a little history lesson. It's about a minute and 30 seconds long, but this is a little history lesson of what happens when dictators prosecute political foes. And as I was watching this, I was like, my Lord, this is exactly what they did to President Trump. It's exactly what they did with the witnesses that testified against President Trump. So I thought I'd play it and then get your response. Here we go.
I'm sure you've heard the news about courtroom dramas, but none are as chilling as those orchestrated by Joseph Stalin in the 1930s. These weren't just trials, they were pre-scripted acts of political theater. In the late 1930s, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin staged a series of public trials that would come to be known as one of the darkest chapters in legal history. These show trials, primarily taking place from 1936 to 1938, were part of Stalin's Great Purge, aiming to eliminate dissent and consolidate his absolute power. Top communist leaders, including Grigory Zinoviev and Lev Kamenev, were among the accused, charged with outrageous crimes like espionage, sabotage, and conspiring to assassinate Stalin. The evidence, often fabricated and coerced through brutal interrogations. Imagine being forced to confess to crimes you never committed, knowing your fate was sealed. Confession is a queen of evidence, proclaimed Andrei Vyshinsky, the state prosecutor, as he manipulated the trials to secure guilty verdicts. These trials were not about justice. They were demonstrations of Stalin's control, with predetermined outcomes. The accused were often executed or sent to labor camps shortly after their coerced confessions. Historians view these trials as a brutal political weapon, showcasing Stalin's paranoia and the lengths he would go to maintain his tyranny. The show trials serve as a grim reminder of how legal systems can be twisted into tools of oppression, where justice is replaced by fear and control.
Justice replaced by fear and control. I wrote down a couple lines here. Show trials. Clearly, I think that's what we're seeing across the country when it comes to Miles' trial, when it comes to President Trump's trial, when it comes to Georgia and Maricopa County and the D.C. trials. And that these trials are demonstrations of control with predetermined outcomes. That basically sums up, I think, what we just saw in New York over the last 5 weeks.
Right, Grant, you know, I would not be able to actually speak for Miles' trial, right, as his trial is still ongoing. So I do not want to disturb the defense team's effort in fighting for Miles in the trial. But, you know, with the words that you marked down, right, prescripted, fabricated, and oppression, right, and justice replaced by fear and control, this was exactly what the Chinese Communist Party did in the past. In fact, that, you know, with all of the CCP's trials against Miles, Miles's families and former employees, those were previously, you know, pre-scripted. They have professional, you know, camera team crew actually in to film the trial, to make it into short clips and send it out to state, you know, media for propaganda use. And when people, when the former employees and his family members were forced and coerced by the Chinese Communist Party's police to commit crime, to plead guilty in front of the judge and the trial. So basically all of the CCP's trials, especially against the political opponents and its relatives and also, you know, their associates, they are pre-scripted and you know, the crimes are fabricated. And this was not just this year, right? It happens decades ago. And even up till today, some of Miles's families, former employees and business partners still disappeared. We would not be able to actually hear any updates from them.
Well, this is the reason why I bring you on to tell these stories, because it really relates to what's going on in America today. And it's a sad state where we are, but I want everyone to take away, there is great hope, resolve, passion, strength, you name it, in the American people, where I really don't believe these evil forces that we're up against can win in the end. And so it's a great inspirational story of the new federal state of China, a small organization with really growing by in leaps and bounds, taking on Big Daddy, you know, the CCP. And in many respects, I believe in the end we'll win, but it's going to take American help to get that to happen. And we're grateful to the whistleblowers of the new federal state of China that put themselves at great risk to bring us lots of information here to expose what's going on. And really, in the end, it is a warning of what could happen to America. I don't think that's an overstatement, Ayla, and I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Grant. You know, a subtle correction of what you said, but, you know, much appreciated for your support and love to the new federal state of China. We're not small. We're very big organizations and millions of Chinese people that you probably never seen and never heard of them. Some of them are still, you know, based in mainland China, support the cause of taking down the Chinese Communist Party. You know, a side mark is that lots of the supporters who lived in mainland China actually, you know, watched, you know, the with translation of your interview, of all of the NFSC's interview. So it is, you know, an honor to spread out our voices against the Chinese Communist Party. And again, right, we need to be more resilient. We need to be stronger. We need to be even more united to fight against our opponents, to fight against the real enemies, the dictatorships. And we do believe in the value of the Statue of Liberty. And we think that, you know, America will continue to be one of the greatest countries in the world. And we think that, you know, it is the time for everybody to wake up from CCP's infiltration into this country. And it is the time for us to unite together to take down the CCP.
Yeah, and I think it is the time, and the time is now. And point well taken. My apologies on that. And to back up what you're saying, I just put Grant Stinchfield in the other day into Twitter, and our last interview, there were literally hundreds of small clips of that interview put out, all in Chinese. I can't read what they're saying. I'm pretty sure it was all good, but it just goes to show you the power of the new federal state of China to get this information into the people that maybe need it most, which are the people that live under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party inside China. And so with that, I say God bless you, Ayla, and all the people at the New Federal State of China. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant.
All right, absolutely. And folks, we'll do more on this tonight on the Real America's Voice show. I mean, literally, what a tragedy that President Trump is convicted. But again, you got to take it away as a rallying cry. And in the end, it really has no effect on anything other than he's going to raise more money. It's going to send him skyrocketing in the polls. There was a Daily Mail snap poll today that showed that President Trump had grown another 6 points in approval ratings. That's after the verdict, okay? He's grown in his approval ratings. I'm telling you, Democrats are overplaying their hands. They really are. All right, with that, Stinchfield 1776 is where you can find us. Don't forget to follow the New Federal State of China on all their social media platforms as well. God bless every one of you. We'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you soon.